Now, I'd really like to know what the most common signs are that a company is entering a crisis. Could you tell us something about that?
Well, how much time will you give me for crisis signs? There are quite a few of them.
Try to be brief, but take as much time as you need. I'm sure that even our listeners would welcome that.
All right. Well, the first sign, surprisingly enough, is that the entrepreneur can't sleep. This is usually the very first sign, when an entrepreneur begins waking up at night thinking about various problems. The good feeling about the business is gone and unpleasantness abounds. Often the entrepreneur doesn't even know exactly what's happening, but he should start analysing problems and intensively seeking out the reasons for the insomnia.
Are you suggesting that if I'm not sleeping well, I might have some problems with my business?
Yes, and if an entrepreneur isn't sleeping well, in all likelihood this comes from stress and problems at his company.
What's another signal?
Human error. When we start to find out that certain managers can't handle their positions, that tasks assigned at meetings or through written instructions are only met partially or not at all. They make bad decisions, which cause the crisis or further it. Sometimes they take steps with the deliberate intention of hurting your company.
Could it really be that bad?
Well, you'd be shocked to see what goes on at some companies.
Well, let's move on then.
Another signal is the failure of internal guidelines and mechanisms. This particularly concerns insufficient control of processes. Sometimes all it takes is for a secretary to say the wrong thing to the customer, and the entire company takes a hit. The owner of the company doesn't find out until later, or he looks for the mistake elsewhere because of insufficient control systems. Sometimes the company's entire guidelines or standards are at fault, or sometimes these are eased and circumvented.
One secretary can cause a crisis for the entire company?
Probably not, but if there are such mistakes, that's a signal to do something and make a change. Generally, this involves reviewing the company guidelines and regularly training employees.
And what if I don't have any guidelines?
Then you know right away where the problems are coming from, and the answer is to establish guidelines and train and train and train.